From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting more airplane parts have reportedly been found on an Indian Ocean island. Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was reportedly recovered last week. However, Liao Tiang Lei could not conclusively say the newly found parts that include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris belong to the Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Earlier, the Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed that a flapperon found on a Reunion Island beach last week was part of the missing Boeing 777, which disappeared 17 months ago without a trace.
Today, 515 days since the plane disappeared, it is with a very heavy heart that I must tell you that an international team of experts have conclusively confirmed that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
However, experts in Paris, where the part was taken for analysis, say they're not yet ready to say for sure what was found in the French territory as part of that vanished airplane. In a direct challenge to China, U.S. Secretary of State called Thursday for all claimants to disputed territories in the South China Sea to immediately halt provocative activities that have ratcheted up tensions in some of the world's busiest shipping lanes. In remarks to East Asian foreign ministers in Malaysia, Kerry proposed a joint commitment from all involved. This is VOA News. Japan is marking the 70th anniversary of the United States nuclear bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. Tens of thousands of people observed a minute of silence Thursday as bells tolled at the Peace Memorial Park near the epicenter of the bombing. The Hiroshima mayor, Kazumi Matsui, called for a renewed effort to rid the world of nuclear weapons, which he called pure evil. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Japan, as the only country ever to be attacked by an atomic bomb, has a unique responsibility to create a world without nuclear weapons. The Prime Minister said that resolve translates in us proposing a new draft resolution at the United Nations in the fall on nuclear disarmament. The Hiroshima bombing killed around 140,000 people either instantly or from radiation burns in the immediate aftermath. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000 residents. Washington argued at the time that the attacks were necessary to bring about a quicker end to World War II. 6 days after the Nagasaki attack, Japan surrendered, ending the war. A suicide bomber struck a mosque in Saudi Arabia used by Interior Ministry Special Forces in the southwest city of Aba Thursday, killing at least 13 people. A statement from the Interior Ministry said 10 of those killed were members of the security forces. Afghan officials say a military helicopter crashed in the southern part of that country, killing 17 soldiers. The Russian-built M-17 helicopter went down Thursday in the Shinkay district of Zabul province, according to local officials. Afghanistan's defense ministry says technical problems led to the crash. Other officials stress the incident is still under investigation. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, though the claim was questioned, since it is rare for insurgents to take down a military aircraft. Thursday marks the 50th anniversary of the signing of the landmark U.S. Voting Rights Act, which provided federal protections for African Americans who sought to exercise their right to vote. The August 6, 1965 signing of the bill by then-President Lyndon B. Johnson outlawed legal barriers erected by several states that effectively barred African Americans from the voting booth, despite them being granted those rights under the 15th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Many of those states were located in the southern United States, which had a long history of racial discrimination dating back to the region's era of slavery. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.